This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Which Cowboys are in danger of getting their pink slips? Or not their pink slips, just their ticket to the bench. We'll talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. We're talking Cowboys here, which a lot of these questions will be answered when we get to training camp. And RJ Choppy, we're ready to take over Oxnard, California, all over again.
As we do every year.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it once more. And this is
hopefully we're doing it more than once more. I hope we do this 20 more times.
We're doing it. We will. We'll be out there as long as the Cowboys are out there, because that's what we do. We provide the best Cowboys coverage anywhere around. So we're going to be out there in Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, giving you the exclusive look at everything Dallas Cowboys and give you the best insight along the way. That's a little over, or about a month from now is when we'll be out there.
Almost exactly.
Anything you've...
I can't wait.
Learned? Yeah, it's going to be great not being with Peyton. Anything we've learned in recent years that you feel like you need to prepare for specifically for the Oxnard trip? Whether this year or other years, have you figured out anything over the years where you go just like, man, this has got to be... That this is what we need to prep for. Like, I learned last year, I can't show up to Oxnard without my Adderall.
I mean, that would be ideal.
Yeah, because I was in a mood last year.
No, I mean, it's... Let's see, I've been going out there.
I'll say this is what... We need to talk a week before, flesh out our plans for food a little better, or get a general idea. There were too many nights we were sitting there just, like, bickering about where we were going to go eat.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. We need to make a Ventura trip. We're gonna be closer this year to Ventura.
Hell yeah!
So that's good. No, I mean it's we've been there so often or so many times. It's like we know what we need to do.
But I think that's the thing. I think we've been so many times that now we've fallen into a lull where we're not prepping for our time away from the show and away from practice. Where we gotta be a little more on top of things.
Yeah, you know what? Let's have a meeting about it. There's not enough meetings in the world. We should have a meeting about this.
Next Monday when we're sitting in there. Whatever our next Monday meeting is, where we're all sitting together. We're going to sit down there. We'll talk with Gavin. Just like, hey, Gavin, I know we got to talk about the show, but where do you think we should go get dinner in Oxnard? All right, so when the Cowboys get to Oxnard, they will be looking at a number of different positions that, you know, potentially could have bubble guys that are going to get cut. You could be looking at different players that are dealing with injuries that could be thrown on, physically unable to perform, could get on IR, whatever else. But while most of the roster, I think, is pretty solidly set who's going to start where, there are a few positions where you need to look at it and say, that guy's job may be in jeopardy.
So when we were down in San Antonio a lot for camp, you know, myself and Broadus and others, we'd be having the conversation, like, how many spots on this roster are really open at camp?
This is starters back, or just for roster?
Roster. Like, this is back at roster. Mm-hmm. This is back like 07, 08. Really good rosters.
Yep.
And it was like, man, they get to camp and it's like 46 to 48 of the spots are already taken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people think. Like, I think people miss. Now, Parcells a little different. He'd love to turn over the bottom of the roster. We got to Wade. And that's the one thing, like, you know, when you go to camp, it's not really a meritocracy. It's like there's 46 guys that are pretty standard.
Maybe even more than that sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's, you're really just deciding on like four people or something like that. Like four spots that you've got dedicated. And that's the case. And I think that's kind of what you're looking at with the starters this year too. Because if you take a look at the way the roster's set up, quarterback, you know that's Dak Prescott. running back, there's nobody, there's not an incumbent. It's open competition. You've got Jake Ferguson, who obviously had worked with the second team a little bit during one of the offseason practices that made us raise an eyebrow, but I still think that's his job, and it's not really up for discussion. I think everybody feels like, in general, the offensive line is set. We know when Diggs is healthy, Diggs and Bland are your corners, for instance. So you've got guys who generally have inherited their jobs and probably aren't going to shift them, which is unique for a team that has new people at every one of the top three or top four, too, special teams, every one of the top coaching positions. Mm-hmm. New head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, new special teams guy. And now the head coach had been in the building, but there's not a lot that feels like it's up for grabs. Here are a few positions where I think we can look at. First one, wide receiver. So George Pickens is going to start. CeeDee Lamb is going to start. But really, as we've talked about before, you've said this, if you're a third receiver, you're a starter in the NFL. And that position has been held by Jalen Tolbert in recent years. That's kind of been his job. Last year, it was Cooks and Lamb at the start of the year, and then Tolbert was supposed to be the third. And in theory, you would think that's what you're walking into now. But Jalen Tolbert, who has gotten better, is still not up to the level that maybe you projected him to be when you picked him. His job, I think, is a little bit on the line as that third receiver because they clearly liked Mingo enough to go spend a fourth-round pick on him and to make the trade for him. They still have an affinity for Kevontae Turpin. They've given him a new deal. He's locked in here for a little while on a contract that doesn't look like it's just going to be used to be a special teams guy. And so I think that third receiver spot, Jalen Tolbert's not got anything locked up. That could be Tolbert, Mingo, or Turpin. Would you have a preference, given what you've seen on the field from them over the last couple of years, would you have a preference of any of those three? Keep it in mind, if you're playing Turpin at receiver, you probably are not putting Lamb in the slot where he plays a lot. He'll have to go outside.
Right. Well, would you rather CD in the slot?
He's really good there. He doesn't take all of his reps there, but he's really effective in the slot. It's a good way to match him up. So anytime that
I'd rather have put CD in a position of excellence,
or where you can
maximize his ability.
I think his ability would be maximized in the slot.
Okay,
it's just you may be degrading the rest of the receiver core by not having a receiver of CD's quality outside, by trying to put a worse receiver to the outside. Is just the thing. He may not be as effective on the outside as he would be in the slot, but he'll be more effective than the drop off from CD to the slot with somebody else outside is steeper than the drop off from if CD just played outside, you put somebody else in the slot.
Yeah, okay. I could be talked into Turpin. I'm fine with Tolbert. I think Tolbert, I still have hope for
He's
him.
Solid.
I still have hope.
He played well last year. In fact, when we ran through the double team numbers, trying to talk about how double team is what really harmed George Pickens, and he performed better, obviously, when he had the single coverage looks. If you look at it last year, Jalen Tolbert had some of the best numbers in the NFL against double coverage.
I'd be down with Tolbert.
I still think that he is somebody who is on notice, though. Next name here, as we look at Cowboys players whose jobs may be on the line, starting jobs. This one I don't think is on the line. This will more be, I guess, should it be? And we'll say both sides. Should Terrence Steele and or Tyler Guyton be on notice? Should their jobs be open competition at camp? Now, you don't have a lot of, like, you don't have a...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Big time veteran like Chuma Edoga, who last year was basically keeping Guyton at bay before he had gotten hurt. This is an instance where your options at tackle are going to be really thin outside of those two. You've got Awesome Richards, who can play tackle or guard, and they like Awesome Richards. You could, in theory, play Tyler Smith at tackle and just replace the guard. You've got Matt Wiletzko, the draft pick to Johnny Cordelius, Hakeem Adeniji. Those are six-year veteran. Those are kind of the options that you have. But should either one of them have their job up for grabs, or should we go into camp and say, those are solid? You need to just roll with those guys.
Well, look, I mean, are we really talking about Tyler Guyton? This is year two for him.
Right. But if you're win now, you may just be like, yeah, you're still going to come along. We'll develop you, but we don't have time for that right now.
You're not talking about get rid of him.
No, I'm just talking about literally the starting job.
I think all starting jobs are relatively up for grabs if you're not like this super highly paid guy. And even then, but yeah, I would not think that Guyton's job is up for grabs. Like whoever you put in there in his place is probably not going to have the raw talent. You're hoping that the talent will come along. I am not one that believes you can get better on the bench.
For the most part, I think the bench can be good for you in pockets.
The bench is good, I think, for your mentality. Like your
Jordan Lewis had said that the second year in the league when he got sent to the bench because he just didn't have the measurables Chris Richard wanted. Jordan Lewis has said for a long time, he's like, the bench made me better. He's like, it hardened my mentality. It made me work harder. It like there were things about the bench that motivated me. I don't think it's always good for everybody. It can ruin their mentality.
I also think it could be good for the mental reps that you take, if you want to use that term. Mm-hmm. You know, it could help you visualize the game a little bit better. But I don't believe that you get better in general by sitting the bench. So I would hope they don't do that with Guyton. I think that would stunt his growth.
One more name to look at here as we look at guys who could potentially be replaced, because I know a lot of people would maybe throw out Donovan Wilson or Malik Hooker, one of the safeties. I just don't think they're going to replace the safeties right now. The other position to look at, a guy who had been a starter, is Mozzie Smith. So Mozzie Smith obviously has been the starting one technique defensive tackle. A lot of people may think one technique nose guard, like that's really mm-hmm. not necessary. That's a run stuffer. Rod Marinelli for a lot of years didn't really get a lot of one techniques. He'd have Antoine Woods or somebody there that was just basically eating space occasionally. So given that Matt Eberflus is here and he kind of has a similar thought process and get some of these penetrating quick defensive tackles, Mozzie Smith's job could be in jeopardy a little bit there if he doesn't want a pure one technique. The only one techniques you have on the roster right now are Mozzie Smith and your sixth round pick out of UCLA, Jay Toia. So Chop, would you rather just, let's roll with Mozzie, let's continue to try and build his confidence, or would you say, nah, just get to the quarterback, let's get upfield, let's get the best rushing defensive tackles we can in both spots?
I would think rushing a defensive tackle. To me, pressure from the middle is dang near invaluable, especially when you got Micah coming from the edge. If you could pressure from the middle and force that quarterback outside right into Micah's arms, I'm all for that.
I think Mozzie's going to get a shot early on. I would not be surprised if he's playing less than half the snaps, though.
B-Lo.
D-Belt.
Right here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. The Lakers just owned the Mavericks yet again, and we have found the one man in the NBA who's trying to give Nico a run for his dumb money. Next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.